Indiana third graders are gearing up for the biggest exam of their young academic careers. Students who can't pass the state's test of their reading ability in March can't move on to the fourth grade. With stakes that high, many educators have decided they need more data on how well students are doing in reading. But it's a practice that sounds to some like teaching to the test. State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes visited a Monroe County elementary school using data-driven instruction to help everyone prepare for high-stakes tests.
Here's the strategy at Clear Creek Elementary in Bloomington. Get every kid to pass the state's big test by giving them a lot of little tests.
All right, you know the drill, right?
Clear Creek's literacy coach, Nancy Fisher, invites a third grader to pull up a chair. He's done it all before. Fisher hands him a short passage and asks him to read it out loud for a minute.
Last week, I read a book about a...
Teachers have long used fluency tests like these. The difference here is Fisher's using a computer program called AmesWeb to score the results. The reading in the student's hand is also on Fisher's screen. When the student misses a word, Fisher clicks it. When the minute is up, Fisher marks the stopping place. The computer generates a score, and with that, yet another data point gets attached to that student's name. One more click.
You want to see your chart today?
And a graph of all the students' scores pops up.
Look what it says. Above target.
Teachers have always gathered data to track how well their students are doing. A student's score on a pop quiz is a data point, after all. But experts say that data collection has become a lot more formalized in recent years. Take Clear Creek. The students are given three standardized tests through the year, kind of like practice runs of the state's ISTEP exam. And teachers use those read-aloud fluency tests to keep even closer tabs on certain students. But literacy coach Nancy Fisher says don't confuse all the data collection for actual teaching.
But literally just says, this student is at risk. Now what are you going to do about it? Well, I have to figure out what's wrong first. So we diagnose, just like a doctor would diagnose after taking a temperature, finding the child or patient is sick.
Fisher says the treatment comes in drawing up intervention plans for each student who needs extra help. The data collection part of it takes up relatively little time. That said, gathering data on reading skills before a high-stakes third-grade reading exam can raise delicate issues for schools. Kathy Deersing is a faculty member at Indiana University School of Education. She says data can be helpful for educators, but separating data collection from the pressure of test preparation is hard for students.
How do you help kids know that this is another way that we find out what kinds of things you can do and need to do when at home the conversation might be about you won't go to fourth grade if you can't pass this test. Get in there and do it. And that is really difficult.
Data-driven instruction sounds pretty scary. I don't want that.
Jenny Robinson has a second grader in Monroe County Schools. She'll have to take the test next year.
And I don't think we should assume that more information, like constant data, is necessarily helpful. I think you need to look at long-term results.
Robinson says she wants her children to love to learn reading on their own, not just because they have to for a test. But Monroe County Community Schools Curriculum Director Cameron Raines says schools can help students do both.
People are setting up this false dichotomy. People are making these things mutually exclusive, and they don't have to be. You know, we could take kids to deeper, richer levels of learning and do better on the standardized test. It's not an either or.
State officials and education experts say the research is clear. Students who fall behind in third grade reading are likely to stay behind. Rain says this is where data can be useful. High stakes tests are a fact of life now, he says, but at least with the right data, schools might be able to get help to the students who most need it. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.